It's Christmas, but what does it mean? Is Christmas a tree that is green, with branches that brighten the night in ornaments and light? Holly and Christmas trees.
Thank you, sir. I'll be right back with your change. Oh, you know, I'm surprised you're back at the Christmas tree farm after last year.
You remember us from last year?
Whenever I tell people I work here at the Christmas tree farm, they just talk and talk about how you and your family
That's
almost...
That's quite interesting, Miss Dappled. But we are back again this year.
Well, hopefully this time you've got more of the spirit of Christmas Day.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Weren't there more of you?
My wife is at home with her two girls.
Mom and Brooke didn't want anything to do with this.
What Chris means is that this time, it's just me and my son out to cut down a tree for Christmas.
I see. Young man.
Yes, Miss Dappled?
Keep an eye on your father.
Sure.
I'll be right back with your change, folks!
What did you mean by that?
I guess people remember that you... lost your temper last year.
I didn't lose my temper!
Forget it, Dad. We're almost done, and, nothing happened. Yet.
Tell you what. Let's trade places. I'll get up on the ladder and steady the tree, and you can finish up the sod.
Wait. Hold on, Dad. Maybe I should get back up on the ladder? It's better when you're, you know, closer to the ground.
Don't be silly, Chris. I want you to have the fun of sawing through the tree trunk. Ladder is a little wobbly. I guess it's all the snow on the ground. I got a hand on the ladder for support and the other on the tree. All right, go ahead.
Here goes. Is that your cell, Dad?
Yep, probably work. Keep sawing, I'll hang on to the tree. Hello?
Hey, John, it's Dennis. I wanted to give you a heads up about the Granville account.
Heads up? What about?
I hear the boss might be taking it away from you.
I've almost cut through, Dad.
Right, Chris, right. She can't do that, Dennis. I make most of my commission from the Granville account. She said that I was...
By the way, you did know my daughter Cassandra was chosen to sing at church on Christmas Eve.
That's real nice, Dennis, but it's not...
Tough break on the account. Bye.
Hold on to the ladder, Dad.
What was that, Chris?
Dad!
I'm okay, Chris. Everything is under control. I just got a few pine needles in my...
Let me get this tree off and help you up.
One, two...
Okay, sir, here's your change, and you have a merry... Well, you certainly got that tree down in a hurry. Now, if you can figure out how to avoid being covered in snow and pine needles, you might be onto something.
Yeah, go ahead and laugh! We did better than last year!
The Spirit of Christmas Day was written, directed, and composed by George Czar. Assistant Director, Noel Dupuis. Featured were Denise Benoit, Sarah Buchanan, Keith Burnett, Bill, Georgia, Sam, and Will Craven, Celeste and Noel Dupuis, Emma McDonald, Georgia Lee Schultz, and Laura Van Veen. Music performed by Michael DeGazio, Jeff Dupuis, and the Twitchell Pond Consortium. Recording engineer, David Farquhar. Post-production, George Czar. Executive producer, Noel Dupuis.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Indeed. Bah!
Scrooge took his melancholy dinner in his usual melancholy tavern and walked home through the rolling fog and bitter cold. He silently passed the urchins crowded around the fires in the street, trying to keep warm. The icy Scrooge trudged along through the dark streets, But just as he reached the door of his dismal house, he thought he heard something calling.
Ebenezer Scrooge! Ebenezer Scrooge!
It was the voice of his long-dead partner, Jacob Marley, whose ghostly face appeared on the door knocker. Scrooge hurried inside, closed the door, and locked himself in. He double-locked himself in. He checked the sitting room, bedroom, lumber room, all as they should be. Nobody under the table, nobody under the sofa, nobody under the bed, nobody in the closet. Secured against surprise, Scrooge put on his dressing gown and nightcap and sat down before the fire to take his gruel. When, suddenly...
What? What is it? Every bell in the house must be ringing. What in the... world? Nonsense. Humbug. It's all humbug. I had... What's that? Someone's in the cellar. But the doors are locked. Double locked. Something is coming. Up the stairs. Closer. It's outside my door. It's humbug! I won't believe it! Humbug, I say!
Scrooge! Ebenezer Scrooge!
Oh, no! What do you want with me? Who are you?
I wonder if I should knock or let myself in.
I beg your pardon.
You're a fish. Oh, shouldn't you be in water?
I am a footman.
Yes, of course you are. I should have realized.
I have an invitation for the Duchess from the Queen to play croquet.
But I'm not the Duchess.
That is evident. This is her house.
Then, shall I knock, or will you?
There's no use in knocking for two reasons. First, I am on the same side of the door as you.
That's true.
And secondly, they are making such noise inside, no one could possibly hear you.
How am I to get in?
I shall sit here until tomorrow. Or possibly the next day.
But how shall I get in?
The question is, are you to get in at all?
All the creatures are so contrary around here. It's enough to drive one crazy.
I may sit here for days and days.
There's no use in talking to him. He's perfectly idiotic. I'll go in myself.
If it please your Duchessness.
There you are. Have you brought the invitation from the Queen?
But I'm not the fish. I mean, the footman.
Then why are you here? To sample my soup?
I'm looking for...
Achoo!
There is certainly too much pepper in your soup.
Nonsense. There is no such thing as too much pepper. I must put more in. Here, hold the baby.
If you wish. Oh, my, what a beautiful, big baby.
He needs to be nursed. Sit over there by the cat.
You have a cat? I do love cats. Duchess? Would you please tell me why your cat has such a huge grin?
It's a Cheshire cat.
I didn't know that Cheshire cats always grinned. In fact, I didn't know that cats could grin.
They all can, and most of them do.
I don't know of any that do.
You don't know much, and that's a fact.
I have in my mind a great many things.
If everybody minded their own business, the world would go round a good deal faster than it does.
Which would not be an advantage. What would happen to day and night?
Oh, don't bother me. Look after the baby. I must get ready to play croquet with the Queen.
How wonderful it must be to play croquet with the Queen. There, there. Don't cry. I'll look after you. And don't grunt, either. That is not the proper way to express yourself. What am I to do with you? I certainly can't leave you here with breaking plates and too much pepper, and I can't take you home, for you might not get on with Dinah. The only thing is to set you down and let you make up your own mind. It's probably for the best it left. If it had grown up, it would have made a dreadfully ugly child, but it makes a rather handsome pig. Ah! Cheshire Kitty! Can you tell me which way I ought to go from here?
That depends a good deal on where you want to get to.
I don't much care where.
Then it doesn't matter which way you go.
So long as I get somewhere.
You're sure to do that if you walk long enough.
What sort of people live about here?
In that direction lives the Hatter, and in this direction lives the March Hare. Visit either if you like. They're both mad.
But I don't want to go among mad people.
You can't help that. We're all mad here. I'm mad. You're mad.
How do you know I'm mad?
You must be, or you wouldn't be here. Do you play croquet with the Queen today?
Oh, I should like it very much, but I haven't been invited yet.
You'll see me there.
Just like that. Into thin air. I'm not surprised she's gone. I'm very much used to odd things happening.
By the by, what became of the baby?
It turned into a pig.
I thought as much.
Should I wait for her to come back? I suppose not. Let's see. I've seen hatters before, so I shall head off in the direction of the March Hare. And perhaps, as this is May, it won't be raving mad. At least, not so mad as it was in March.
Did you say pig or fig?
I said pig. And I wish you wouldn't keep appearing and disappearing so suddenly.
All right. I'll do it slowly. Tail. Legs. Body. Head.
Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin, but I've never seen a grin without a cat.
Grin.